ya. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We live about 5 miles south of the Daytona Speedway here in Daytona Beach, Florida. And the 500 race is coming up, and the cars have arrived. And when the wind blows just right, it's like being there, man. It's like being there. I can hear those. Oh, so exciting. Let me ask you a question. Sometimes, have you felt like you just need to blow things up to make things better? You've been trying to change your life for 40, 50 years, maybe, or maybe just started yesterday. It hasn't worked out for you. And you're like, what do I do? How do I break free? How do I do it? Well, sometimes you have to blow it up. We call it creative destruction. We'll talk about that today a little bit, give you some ideas. Hang on, don't go crazy. Scott said, go blow my life up. No, 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 no. And metaphorically speaking, by the way. No, 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 no. Hang on, take a breath. And just pause. And by the way, sometimes doing nothing blows stuff up. You haven't called me for a week. What's going on? I'm done with you. See? You didn't do anything. And you fixed a problem. That's life. That's common sense, isn't it? A lot of people argue that with you. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Yes, you can. You can do any damn thing you want to do. That's common sense, and you know that. And when you understand that you don't have to go with the norms of society to get what you want, I will tell you this. The people that are living a happy life, a happy day all day long, and they're successful, they're not going with the norms. They're being defiant. They're deciding to do things differently, and what you're going to learn today is going to help you do that. We'll get to it here in a sec, okay? My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Hey, real fast. If you don't have my perfect week planner, a mistake happened on the website, and it showed up again. Totally my fault. And I said, well, that's a good idea. Let's give it away again. I did it 2 years ago. I'm in the process of making a brand new one on a project I have going on. I want to make it better. I made it for my clients 2 years ago. It's been downloaded tens of thousands of times now. If you're looking to take control of your day, to have a happy day, you got to do a certain thing, and that is don't do what everybody else is doing. Do what people who actually have control of their life are doing. People think I'm retired. I am not. They think I am because I'm always around doing nothing, and yet I get a lot done. It's myperfectweekplanner.com. Go get it. It's going to be there for a limited time. You got to make me a promise, though. If you won't do this, do not go get the Perfect Week Planner at perfectweekplanner.com. Don't do it. But if you're going to go to perfectweekplanner.com to get it, you got to promise me to watch the video. It's 12 minutes. Take 12 minutes out of your day. Get the philosophy behind how it works. And here's why. It is so simple that you may not even understand how to use it. It might be so simple that you don't even pay attention to it. Which is why I have to make it more complicated. Go to perfectweekplanner.com and get it. It's free. And you'll see what I mean. And the new one's coming out. No promises. You know how that works, right? I promise it doesn't show up. You get mad at me. So blowing up your lifestyle. I think it's taking control of your schedule in a lot of ways. But if you feel like there's 1,000 things that need to line up before you get what you want. Well, when this happens and then that happens and that happens and then I'll do this. Listen, you can't count on anything happening. You just can't. You could line it up the best you want to and something may change. There's just no way. So if you're waiting for things to line up to be perfect, it's never going to happen. So it might feel safe to wait for the stars to align to take the next step toward your goals. But it's not always the best way. I have a lot of people that work with me when they contact me about working together. Well, time's not quite right. Maybe in about 3 weeks, I'll be ready. I'm coming out of school and then, you know, okay, whatever. Fine. It starts now. It starts instantly. There's no guarantee things are going to line up for you. And I think if you're smart and you use your own common sense, you know that's going to happen, right? So another choice would be to blow things up. I do that a lot. Tear it down, blast away, get rid of it. Boom, done, out of here. I used to be so effective at that. I just walked around town just making people mad at me. there's a fine line, right? When you're trying to do this stuff, have you ever noticed this? It's like when a salesman calls me. I'm pretty good at blowing it up, unless they're really good and they know how to get in, because I know their goal is to sell me, and what do I want not to be sold, right? So I've gotten where I just blow it up. My wife is even better. She gets a phone call hi, Mrs. Smith. Boom, she's out of there. She blows it up. So there's a lot of life trying to come at you right now to control you. Society's doing it. Business is doing it. Friends are doing it. There's nothing wrong with it. Not at all. It's the way things are. It's people, you know, it's spreading their sphere of influence, making a living, doing whatever it happens to be. It's just normal. So whatever you're going through every single day, think about that for a second. Every single day, are you doing things that are you just kind of in this groove? It's just normal stuff. It feels right. You've learned ever since you were a kid, you were supposed to do it, and yet it's not working out the way you wanted to go. Sometimes you really do have to be able to sit down and say, I'm done. I'm blowing it up. I'm out of here. But I mentioned creative destruction. What is creative destruction? Well, an example would be demolishing your old kitchen. You could take months trying to do it. It's like me doing a brake job on my car. It's the same thing. I mean, it really is. I could just say, hey, I'm going to tear down my kitchen or work on the brakes on my car, and I'm going to try to do the best I can, and I don't have all the tools or the experience to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because I know I can. I have YouTube. I can figure it out. Until I finally call somebody to come save the day. I just blow it up, right? I just come in and fix it. Just put new brakes on this thing. Just come in and fix it. Just do it. I totally messed it up. Just do it. I'm done. How many times do you do that in your life? How many times should you do that in your life? How many times should you say no to certain relationships? I had somebody reach out to me the other day to write a book. I did. And it was, I kind of felt like I didn't want to do it. They were coming to me and I was like, okay, there's a system here. There's something going on here. It's not going to be a good groove for me. It's not going to work for me. I'm not going to get to do what I want to do with it. I'm working on my own thing. I don't need to do their thing. And yet I stepped into it for just a little bit because it was intriguing to me. And within about two emails, I recognized their path was very different than my path. And I was not likely to succeed anyway. I got enough information to understand that. And instantly, immediately, actually, I responded from my phone. Ooh, I don't do that. I don't write emails on my phone. I don't. I mean, I just don't. I sit down at my desk. I write my emails. I leave and I don't answer emails until I get back to my desk again. It's a lot more efficient. Believe it or not. I know. You're a millennial. You do everything on your phone. Trust me, there are better ways. I cut it off. I blew it up. Done. And they couldn't believe that I stopped it in its tracks. And wouldn't take their opportunity. I said, nope, you guys are taking me down a path you want to go down. I don't want to go down that path. I blew it up. Immediately what I did, though, is I turned around and said, well, wait a second. It got me thinking about stuff. Let me get in and start writing the book I want to write. Or continue it. I've 89,000 words last year just editing at this point. Sometimes you have to look at everything that's going on around you. And sometimes you have to say, no. Sometimes you stop in your tracks and let people move on. Other times you get in front of them and say, no, I'm done. I'm not moving forward. Why? Not because you want to blow it up. Not because you want to be a bad person. Not because you want to make anybody feel bad. No. It's just that sometimes you're just caught up in the path. You're caught up in somebody else's energy, caught up in somebody else's rhythm. Sometimes you're doing that so much, you got to make a change. And you can't tear everything up. That would be silly. You have wisdom you've earned your entire life. Why would you ever want to blow it up and you go, okay, now what? No. You creatively pull things apart, creatively stop things until you can move in the direction you want to go. So, so much better to do it that way. And I'll go so far as to say this. I bet you you're already doing that. I bet you, without even thinking about it, throughout the course of your day, you're already creatively destructing things that are not working out for you and finding a way to make them work out for you better without tearing down everything. You may be going to the job and dealing with your boss, and you don't want to give up the job. You like your job, but you're trying to figure out a way to make this better for yourself by making some small changes along the way, creatively doing things different than maybe anybody else is doing. When you start to think that way, how can I creatively disrupt everything around me and get exactly what I want? Now you're not giving up anything and you are getting what you want. Anyway, that's enough for them today. We're almost out of time here. Don't accept what's stopping you. Just turn on your creativity and figure out how to sidestep the problem in a cool way. Start building something new and you can start today. You don't have to wait. And I'll see you tomorrow.